let's head to Australia now. It's been a turbulent day for air travellers who've been left stranded after a small airline competing with major players like Qantas appears to be on the brink of collapse. For more, I'm joined by our Australia correspondent, Peter Ryan. Okay, Peter, the airline is called Bonza, but it's been anything but Bonza for a few Australian travellers, right?
Yeah, that's right, Lisa. They must have really sat around a table workshopping that name, but the name hasn't really stuck today because earlier today, Bonza suddenly suspended all flights and put out a media release saying talks were underway to discuss the airline's future viability, which sounds a bit grim. Now, Bonza has its headquarters based on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, and they've been offering cheaper flights and different routes to and from mainly regional areas, and Bonza emerged during the pandemic back in October 2021. Now, Bonza was meant to be, as they were saying, about the teachers, the tradies, the kids, the carers, on routes that aren't serviced by the dominant Qantas Virgin, and to a lesser extent, the regional airline Rex. Now, Bonza has denied reports that it's in financial trouble, but there are reports that its financial backers in the United States, US 777 Partners, a private equity company, is facing financial troubles, and some of these planes being run by Bonza have been repossessed. Now, Bonza was launched with a lot of fanfare back in 2021, but today, Lisa, passengers were left flightless and a bit bewildered.
I am meant to be flying home. We've just put our son on a plane to go live in London. We want to go home, and I've just got here and some airport man out the front said, your flight's cancelled. I've come in and I can't find anyone to talk to. There's nobody here. I haven't even received an email or nothing to say my flight's cancelled. Like, I've received nothing.
And Lisa, the way this whole thing has been announced and handled has attracted a lot of attention from the federal government, given that travellers like that woman speaking there received no notice whatsoever. And we have actually become used to at least getting a text or an email message that some maybe arrives earlier in the morning. But as you heard there, some passengers not feeling so Bonza. Qantas and Jetstar have offered to provide seats at no cost where seats are available. I guess seizing the PR opportunity, aware that the Australian government's also aware that Qantas's market power and market share is usually the factor when smaller airlines trying to compete, especially on the major routes, Sydney to Melbourne, Sydney to Brisbane. They've really been pushed out of the market. And of course, there have been some high-profile failures in Australian aviation over the last 30 years, of course, going back to Ansett, then smaller ones that I've reported on, like Compass, Ausjet, Impulse. In fact, there's a whole Wikipedia page devoted to Australian airline failures. But the likely demise of Bonza is no surprise to the aviation veteran Neil Hansford, who says airlines just can't survive without that lucrative business class passenger.
I didn't see them lasting until Christmas, and I think they've gone on past Christmas. Problem is here is lack of population. Here, you know, here you've got to serve an area of over 400,000. A lot of the markets they were trying to serve were very small markets. And the other problem is their mix of business is primarily for the leisure trade.
And that was the aviation analyst Neil Hansford, Lisa, on a pretty busy day in aviation here in Australia, and a lot more to come on this story.
Peter, it has been a terribly violent few weeks in Australia, and today there's a murder allegedly involving teenage sisters.
Yes, Lisa, this is, you know, very disturbing. We've been, you know, very careful here in Australia about the way we've been reporting this, but this involves a 17-year-old teenager who's been charged with the alleged stabbing murder of her 10-year-old sister. This at Lake Macquarie, which is near Newcastle, north of Sydney. And police are saying that the 17-year-old allegedly, quote, acted out of the blue. The 10-year-old girl was found inside with multiple stab wounds to her upper body and died at the scene. The 17-year-old has been arrested and charged with domestic violence-related murders. But as I mentioned, a disturbing case. We're being careful the way we report it, given the sensitivity around it. But of course, not related, but this comes a fortnight after isolated attacks in Sydney, the ones we reported at the shopping centre at Bondi Junction and also the church in southwestern Sydney. And these are events that have shocked the nation and have called politicians, social workers, pretty much everyone to look at what's going on in society about the level of stabbings and also domestic violence towards women.
Thank you, Peter. That is our Australia correspondent, Peter Ryan.